Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
We are here. Surprise!
Happy Halloween!
Oh my god! I was gonna wear a fucking witch's hat. Fuck! Happy Halloween! We wanted to be generous and give you an episode, so.
So here we are.
Here we fucking are. So today's episode is going to be a little different in the sense that we are now movie critics. Yeah. We're faking that we're book critics, so now why not just add to that resume? Yeah,
exactly.
So we had a request from one of our listeners to talk about Pet Sematary, the movies.
Because we read the books.
Because we read the book and watched both movies. So there's a 1989 one and a 2017?
Sure.
Maybe. That sounds kind of right. The version, and so to compare those movies, etc. Let me make sure that's 2017. I feel as though it is, but
sounds
you know. Oh, there's a third one. Well, we didn't do that one.
Yeah, but that's like about Judd, I think.
Okay. Like 2019. I was wrong, but okay. So, we read the book. If you guys have not listened to that episode, I would go back and listen to that episode because we're going to be referencing a lot in this episode. And then we watched the new one separately and the old one together.
Yes.
Okay. So what were your thoughts? Let's talk about the new one because I feel as though we both didn't like that one as much as the old one. So what were your thoughts on the 2019 Pet Sematary?
Okay. So I was annoyed by the fact that they changed the son instead of him getting hit by the truck. I was annoyed that it was the girl.
Yeah, so Ellie gets hit by the car.
Which, so I didn't like that they were older in the movie.
Yes.
Also, they're from Boston. They're not from Chicago. Okay, so I realized that I have an issue when I know something as it is supposed to be, and then it gets changed. And I think that's like my own mental neuroses, but I really just don't like that. And immediately I'm like turned off.
Well, and here's my thing with that too. It could be your own mental neuroses. Fine. But I also think like those things, like what benefited the movie changing that? Like, okay. So being the kids being older than they were in the book, maybe, you know, for acting choices, etc. Okay, I could maybe pass that off. Being from Boston, why? Why? What's wrong with Chicago? Like, yeah, why do we change this?
I don't know. And then, like, also, too, in the movie, I just didn't like how they did the ending. So, like, Ellie gets hit by the truck.
Which, I want to talk about Ellie getting hit by the truck first, if you don't care.
Sure.
So I think that was shocking, right? Because, you know, Gage is running toward the road and you're like, ah, here it comes, you know, because everyone knows the story at this point, I feel. And then the truck doesn't hit him, or like Lewis catches him and I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, that's weird. Maybe like there's a close call and then he gets hit. And then the truck like swerves and like crushes Ellie and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if they like did that in the sense that as like, you know how like in the book it was alluded that because he brought the cat back, that is like what prompted Gage to get killed, because that like weird, you know, magic kind of whatever was like in the air and it wanted, like it was calling for another person, I guess.
Yes.
So I wonder if they went that route, because the reason why Ellie's in the street is because Church comes back.
Right. And she,
because the dad takes Church and like leaves him somewhere. And so they're at Ellie's birthday party and she's so excited. They're playing hide and seek and she sees the cat in the road. And that's why she's in the road when the truck comes.
Right. So more allusion to that point, like the cemetery made this happen.
Like, I guess. But like, if you don't know the story, like, how are you going to make that
connection? You know, and also, my thing too with this movie is, number one, again, change weird things. Like, so church in the book, the family goes away for Thanksgiving. Church gets hit when they're all at Rachel's parents in Chicago, or I guess in this fucking movie, Boston. In this movie, the cat gets hit on Halloween. And Ellie's like right there. And she's like, Dad, come on. And he's like hiding the dead cat behind him. Same thing. Like, why change that? Like, just why? Like, what did that? Well, because it's Halloween. It's inherently spooky. Like, I don't really understand. Yeah. And also in this movie, right off the get, before I knew that there was like a plot twist that Ellie's the one who gets killed, I noticed that the whole beginning, I was like, wow, they're really not showing Gage a lot. Like, when he dies, is anyone going to really even care? Which is fucked up. But, like, they're barely showing this baby. And I'm like, oh, it's because they don't kill him. Yeah. No one cares about him. I really firmly believe they probably killed Ellie because you can have an older actor be creepier, right? Like, they can follow direction more. Also, again,
could, like, chalk it up to, like, how horror movies are now compared to how they were back then.
But yes.
I think definitely everything was more for, like, the more exclusively horror aspects of the scary movies bring nowadays, which is, like, not always gore, but, like, I guess, like, just, like, it's more exclusive, right? Like,
different,
can you talk about that versus the old one?
Yeah, there's different vibes for sure. Like, even, like, in this movie they showed in the very beginning, like, a bunch of kids going to bury their pet at the pet cemetery, and they were all wearing, like, freaky animal masks.
Yeah.
It's very circa, like, 2000s horror movie, as opposed to, like, the old classics.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's this doing for me? Not much, honestly.
I mean, like, also, like, I just didn't appreciate the ending. So, like,
yes, okay, so we can
Ellie dies, mm-hmm. and then the dad goes and buries her in the cemetery. And
yep.
She comes back and she's bad, obviously, like, she's evil.
She's bad. And
she ends up killing her mom.
Mm-hmm. Which happened in the book. I mean, the demon child, whatever, it's Ellie or Gage, does kill the mom. So
yeah,
fine.
They killed the mom, but then brought her and buried her in the pet cemetery. So now she's also, like, this evil thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kill the dad and bury him. And so now mm-hmm. he's also this evil thing. And then at the end, it's pretty obvious they're going to get Gage to do the same thing.
Right. Like, in this version, Gage is the last one standing.
Yeah. So I guess, like, they kind of went off the fact that, like, anything that you plant, and here I go saying plant again.
Plant them bodies.
Anything that you end up putting in the pet cemetery is going to come back bad, which is not the case of what was stated in the book. But I guess, you know, that serves the purpose of, you know, reifying that this is, like, a present day scary movie.
It was, yeah, and I felt that it was very present day. Like, listen, was certain parts weird and fucking freaky? Like, when Ellie came back, like, the dad's giving her a bath and, like, yeah, brushing her fucking hair and her head stapled together, you know, because she got hit by a fucking truck, and it's, like, pulling her hair out. And I was like, ew, I hate it, you know? So I had some reaction, you know? She fucking cut Judd's Achilles because, you know, he dies similarly in this movie as the book in the OG movie. I just, you know, the girl was freaky. She had, like, a fucking lazy eye and shit. I mean, she was weird. She was a freaky little girl. I love to read a book and then the movie, like, there's even exact quotes. I'm like, oh, it just, like, tickles a part of my brain.
Yeah, because it's almost like it's bringing to life what you imagine in your head. Right?
Exactly, and I want it done justice. So, again, I'm all about artistic liberties, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know that I super appreciated these.
Yeah. And also, I don't know, this, I don't know what my threshold is for horror, but, like, this was also not scary. Like, I had less visceral reactions to this one than when we watched the original one.
I'm gonna rant about the original just as, like, a spoiler because I fucking loved that movie. Okay, so we'll get there in a second. No, for sure less visceral reactions in this one than the OG movie. I do argue that neither is scary, just in the sense that the book wasn't really scary. It was creepy, it was fucked up.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't call it, like, scary.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, the new one that they made, I think it's called, like...
Bloodlines?
Yeah. I wonder if that one's, like, actually more scary.
I don't know, but I don't mind. Like, I'm down. If it's a well-done, creepy movie, great. You don't need to make me scared, per se. If it's well-done and it's creepy and I'm just like, ooh, that was weird.
I feel like also, too, though, the original had, like, that air of, like, an old movie. So it was, like, already kind of creepy, like, the vibe.
Yes.
Like,
so, okay.
The whole movie. Like, the new movie, I felt like it wasn't really creepy until towards the end.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about the new movie, because I'm honestly quite, I'm just dying to do it.
You mean the old movie?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just so excited I can't even think. So, I had mentioned in our Pet Sematary episode that I had watched that was the first scary movie I watched in, like, my life. Didn't remember it. I was probably, like, 9, you know, so I knew it was freaky, but whatever. Didn't remember specific plot points. So, we had a little girls' movie night, and Hallie came over with my friend Chelsea as well, and we watched this movie. Now, first of all, not that this matters for the podcast at all, logging in to get this movie was the worst experience of my life. I don't know. Apple fucking TV was asking me to put my password of what I log into my Mac with. I was like, this movie doesn't want me to watch it.
I wonder if that has to be like a two-step verification thing. Because
it was obnoxious. Anyways, but we did get to the movie. Again, that wasn't super important. I just wanted to say how obnoxious that was. And so we get to the movie. Now, like Hallie just said, this movie had the good spooky vibe through and through. The whole way.
Yeah.
You know, they pull up. The house is more of what I envisioned, like an old Victorian farmhouse. The scene was more of what I envisioned. Judd on his porch. Like, the new movie didn't have that. Like, Lewis goes over and smokes on Judd's porch. Or not smokes. Well, I guess he smokes too. But they go have some beers, like, almost every night. And that's where a lot of these conversations are had. That wasn't really had in the new movie. So there's a lot more book-accurate things in the old movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, also, queen of the fucking hour in the old movie, Victor Pascal. An amazing character.
I definitely liked how they incorporated him more in the original than the new one. Because I felt like it tied things together better. Because, like, he is a prominent figure throughout the book.
Right? Yeah, he gets it going, too.
And the new movie kind of really left that out.
Yes.
So.
But yeah, I just... And he was funny. Like, he was... He would always just pop up. Like, on top of the scenes from the book where he, like, came to Lewis in his sleep and said, don't go past the deadfall, you know, in the original accident scene, he was, like, popping up when, like, Rachel was driving home. Like, just, like, funny parts, and he was like, better get home.
Yeah. Like, it was almost like the sick comic relief.
Yeah.
You know, which kind of also made it even spookier.
Yeah, like,
because,
he
like,
was...
he's there, but he's not.
Yeah, like, Rachel can't see him.
No. But I don't know, and I thought, and I really liked how they incorporated Zelda in the original movie.
Zelda? In the original movie? Okay, they had, like, a man play this woman in her, like, spinal deformity.
Mm-hmm.
She'll take a frog, like, a deformed frog.
I think it just adds to the spooky vibes, you know? It reiterated the fact that, like...
Oh, my God. You know, she was horrid in this movie.
The mom is haunted, you know what I mean? And
the mom is haunted, yeah.
I don't know. I felt like that added another layer of, like, what the fuck, you know?
Granted, they did put, like, Zelda in the new movie, though, you know? But I do like how they did it in the original more.
Yeah, and also in the book, you know, like, Zelda's talked about frequently, like, whenever the subject of death comes up. But I feel like they really captured the essence of what it must have been like for Rachel, like, in the movie. You know what I mean?
Well, and also, like, in the new movie, Zelda died by, like, falling down, like, the food chute. Like, Rachel sent her food up, and she, like, crawled over to get it and, like, fell down, like, not like an elevator shaft, but, like, kind of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, why add something that didn't happen? Like, she died regardless, and she was a fucked up looking person because of, like, this crazy disease she had. So, like, just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, like, add, you know? Yeah, no, Zelda was
freaky too, like, the one, like when she talked and like how she was like squirming around on the bed and stuff.
That one scene where she like turned around mad quick.
Oh, when she's sitting on the bed.
I was like, nope. No, thank you. Also, they added so many more things to this movie. I'm going to name some things they put in this movie from the book that they did not put in the new one. So they had the funeral scene where Lewis Creed and his father-in-law are fighting and, you know, the casket falls over and, like, the little baby's hand is, like, flashes.
In the coffin?
Yeah. Which is, like, a fucked up scene. Like, you know? They also add, like, the scenes of him digging up his son. Yeah, that's kind of important, you know? Like, in the book, I get that it was, like, a slow part of the book. But he really was, like, psychotic digging up this son's grave and, like, all these things. So, yeah, why would you not add that in the movie? It's also, like, a natural transition point from point A to B. When he dies, we gotta dig him up. We gotta do this, you know?
No, I was just gonna say, like, I feel like in the original movie, you could really see the progression of Lewis's, like, mental state deteriorating, which makes sense as to why, you know, he ends up burying Gage. Whereas, like, in the new movie, I felt like I didn't really see that. It was just, like, kind of like, oh, I have to be, you know, I don't know. Does that make sense?
No, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I feel like you can, like, slowly see him descend into madness more in the old one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, from, like, a personal preference stance, completely, I found the original actor in the original movie way more attractive. So I feel like just watching him, like, descend into madness was just...
That's great.
Yeah. Like, yeah. He was fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, he was a good-looking man. Also, I don't know, the scene where Gage gets hit, obviously in the new one, it's Ellie who gets hit by the truck. The scene in which the kid gets hit, the new movie, I didn't feel the panic. I felt the panic in the old one. Like,
it was like super drawn out.
Yeah, like you had like flashes from like the truck driver to the baby.
Well, in the new movie, you know, it switches POVs from, like, Ellie to Gage to the mm-hmm. parents and then, like, back to Gage and then back to Ellie. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I feel like the attention was too scattered. Mm-hmm. So you didn't really feel the full brevity of, like, the direness of the situation.
Yeah. Whereas, like, in the OG movie, Lewis Creed was running for his life. Like, that actor put in the work. He was sprinting. And I felt that desperation more. And, you know, just, like, it fucked up. Like, they showed the little bloody shoe rolling away, and you were like, damn. That sucks.
Yeah. We had the hat there and everything. It was just, poof, gone.
It was just, yeah.
What else was I going to say? Oh, I thought it was funny how we were talking about, like, why, like, during that time period, did, like, women wear their hair, like, so short like that?
Oh, my God. Rachel looked like she was at least 50 years old.
Yeah. Like, I just felt like the short hair really aged her, and it just did not look good on her as an actress. And her hair should have been longer. But that's just, you know, a personal feeling.
No, agreed completely. Like, Rachel, Lewis Creed, and Rachel's mom all had the exact same haircut.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, guys, we can maybe, I don't know, fix this. Yeah, no, I feel like, and in general, she has a newborn, like a two-year-old, whatever, a toddler, I guess. She's clearly, like, 31 in the book. I think they even mentioned their ages. The movie, she had to be 50.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
She was that old, like, when she was acting. I don't know, but that's just...
No, but she was giving the aura of a 50-year-old for sure. Like, she just was.
Middle-aged woman.
Yeah. And so, also, aside for, like, the whole beginning, the whole build-up of me liking the old movie better, once Gage comes back to life, holy fuck, the old movie blows the new movie away.
Yeah, considering that, you know, this is, like, literally a child playing, like, a possessed child was crazy,
dude. Like,
and I feel like that made it more Like, it was creepier because of that.
This kid, I'm like, is he amazing actor?
Wait, okay, so honestly, hands down, the best part of the movie, which was not included in the book, so I appreciate the creative liberties taken at this point, but, like, when Lewis, like, realizes, like, what the hell's happening over at Judd's house, and he goes over there, and he fucking sticks the needle in the kid's neck to kill him, and the kid's, like, kind of wobbling, and he's, like, walking away, and he turns his head around, and he's like, not fair, you're not fair. I was, like, dead. That was so good.
This kid, guys, if you have not seen the original Pet Sematary, please go watch it. This kid actor, so fucking good. Like, I was convinced, like, there's no way it's even real. This kid was so good. Like, Follow Cues was the creepiest demon baby, was, like, talking constantly. His kid laughing, paid actor in itself. So creepy.
Yeah.
When I tell you once that scene occurred, once, like, Lewis comes back and he's going to Judd's and the baby's, like, killing people and Judd and the mom and all these things, we were screaming, like, in shock. Yeah. I mean, this kid, first of all, he's, again, child actor. He's, like, 3 years old. We looked up, like, how old the actor was. He is attacking Judd, whatever. This baby actor puts his mouth and just starts ripping out Judd's throat with his teeth. I mean.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was in shock. Shock. And then, yeah, like, attacking the dad, attacking the mom. He's, like, saying all these creepy little fucking things. I mean, this kid was, like, truly, wow.
I know. Like, Lewis enters the house and he's like, I want to play. I want to play with you. Like, you can, like, hear from, like, the upstairs and you're like, nah.
He's like, Daddy. I'm like, oh, fuck no. And, like, they put, like, this, like, little, like, scar on his face. Like, that's the only reason he looked undead at all. This kid would, like, growl. Like, his teeth, he would, like, bear his, like, bar. What is it? Like, snarl? I don't even know. He would, like, growl his little teeth and make this, like, little, like, grimace, like, coming at these people. And I was, again, more so just amazed that a little child was doing this. I was like, holy fuck. Like, crazy, crazy. I was amazed. I thought it was fucking fantastic. Like, it was almost funny because you're just like, it was almost like cute, but like this kid actor also, such a cute kid. Mm-hmm. Like, again, ripping out fucking throats with his teeth, saying no fair, like stumbling away and just falling over, like dying. I was like, Jesus, man, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the whole, like, once Gage is alive part, couldn't have asked for better. Screaming, shocked, amazing. Now, this movie, the only thing they changed, I was kind of like, why? The baby hung Rachel and, like, threw her out of the attic.
Oh, yeah.
Don't really know why, but that was fine. So then, like, okay, in the book, Lewis takes Rachel and buries her in the pet cemetery, whatever. So this part, I just felt like gave almost more life to the scene than the book did, because the book was very, like, quick when Rachel came back to life, whatever. I was nauseated. You were also gagging. I don't know how I feel about this. I think it was great and well done. But in the book, Rachel comes back to life. She taps his shoulder. She says, darling, that's it. Mm-hmm. In the fucking movie, ew. She, like, walks up with her one fucking shoe. Okay, fine. You know, creepy. Ew. I didn't want to say it. It's making me sick to my stomach. She, like, her, I guess Gage did eat her eye and her face, whatever. And she's, like, secreting fluids, like, yeah, whatever. And, like, Lewis just starts making out with this bitch. And I was like,
yeah,
fuck no. Which,
yeah, that was really gross. Also, I don't know what it is too, but, like, I always think of, like, the logistics of, like, what went behind this to, like, create this scene, right? So, like, what the fuck was oozing out of her face that, like, he was just slopping up, like,
you know what I mean? Yeah, like, what actually was that? It still can't be good.
And No, and, like, I think about, too, like, I just watched Midnight Mass, and, like, they're, like, fucking eating each other's necks, and, like, there's blood everywhere, and they're, like, eating, like, sucking their blood. I'm like, what are they really sucking on? You know what I mean? Like, what
is it? Yeah, like, I don't know. Even if that's fucking corn syrup, I don't want that.
No, I think I'd gag, because I'd be, ugh, no.
You know, that made me fucking nauseous.
That was so gross.
Nauseous. It was sickening. Yeah. But in that case, right, like, that was artistic liberty. And I'm like, you made that scene more fucked up. Like, good job, you know?
Yeah, that was good.
So, I don't know, man. This movie was so good. Like, I loved it.
It was really good. So the new movie, I gave, like, 2.5 stars out of 5.
Okay.
And the old one, I would say, is, like, almost a 4, if not a 4. Yeah.
I would give it a 4. I would probably give it a 4 out of 5. Because...
Sorry if you could hear a leaf.
Oh, I literally didn't know what that was, but I was like, fuck it, whatever. I would give the new one a 4 out of 5, I think, as well. Just because... Yeah, it was so book accurate. I loved it. I thought it was creepy. Again, it didn't need to be scary. It was like that eerie vibe that I feel like, you know, Stephen King wanted. Like, that was, yeah. And I just, we talked about this before as well. We just like 80s, 90s scary movies. Like, the vibes are good.
Yeah.
It's like filmed creepy. It's a little grainy.
You know? Yeah. I think that's what it is, right? It's the graininess of the, like, videography that, like, adds to it, right?
Yes.
At that time, that was, like, the best they had. But, like, it adds that extra layer of, like, spooky.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just think, yeah. So, I also agree probably the first one's, like, a 2.5. I think we're pretty much similar in our movie ratings. Yeah, man. I don't know. I just think it was so good. And also looking back at, like, me watching that when I was, like, 9 or 10, I'm like, damn, that was probably really scary. The cat was a good actor in this one. He was fucked up. Yeah. Just 10 out of 10, I think. And again, I'm a sucker. Like, if I'm reading a book, I want you to make it, like, if you give me exact book quotes, too, even better. Even fucking better. Give me exact quotes. Like, make this exactly what I read on the screen. I don't need your bullshit artistic liberties. Like, not gonna lie, my hot take on this is the authors are probably smarter than the directors and you. And so do what the author wants you to do. Why are you changing their fucking work?
That's another thing that I just, like, don't understand. In general... Maybe I should do some research into this, but, like, wow, this is really loud.
It's not as bad on my end, but it's fine.
Okay. I, like, hear it, like, full blast in my headphones right now. And the cats are fucking freaking out.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, so, like, look at all the movies that are, or shows that are coming out that are based on books, right?
Mm-hmm.
This has been going on for forever. Like, I just don't understand, like, what, like, do the authors have to sign away, like, their work so that the producers can, like, tweak it to how they want? Or do, like, the authors have a say in what happens? Like, this is what I don't understand. And, I mean, I'm not in this field, so, like, I don't know these things, obviously. Right. But, like, to me, what makes sense to me is, like, why don't you just keep it, like, how the book is? Because a lot of the times... it's fine that way, and it's even better than the movie. Like, people always say the books are better than the movies.
Right.
And it's true. But then right. I also don't know if it's because everything is subjective, right? When you read a book, I'm going to imagine it probably different than how you're going to imagine it.
Right.
You know, like, we all imagine things differently. So I wonder if that's another reason why.
I mean, yes, but at the same time, like, we could imagine it differently, but if, like, they're using exact book quotes... we're just like, okay, cool. Like, we all read that, but this is how they imagined it, like, in the scenery. Okay, fine. When you change it completely, like, then no one imagined it that way. So what the fuck's the point? Like, literally, instead of having, like, half your audience be like, oh, I imagine it just like that. When you change it, no one imagined it that way. So,
Well, I guess also too, it's like when they do this, it's like based on the book, blah blah blah, based on this. So they're like loosely, you know, I guess that's like their scapegoat to the saying, like, you know, it's based off of it, but we're still gonna add our own kind of flair to it.
Which, you know, again, I don't think the first movie or the not the first, sorry, the new movie, I don't think it was like bad. I just like loved the original. It fit the book, it fit the vibe.
Yeah.
Like, it was just more what I wanted.
Yeah, when I watched the new movie, I was like, all right, like, whatever. And then, like, after we watched the original, I was like, yeah, for sure, not a fan of the new one.
Yeah, like, this one was so good, so good. It was, like, honestly probably one of my favorite scary movies, because I was just like, yeah, this is, like, what the book gave me. I love this. It was fucked up. Like I said, like, oh my god, when fucking Gage bit Judd's neck out, I don't think he ate Judd. I don't even know if it was like specified in the book. I was screaming. Because again, I'm just like seeing this 3-year-old kid and I'm just shocked that this real life child is doing this. I'm like, holy shit. Holy shit.
I know. I think also too, like, and we said it too when we were watching the movie, like, and even Chelsea said it. She was like, why don't you just kick the damn kid? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. That would have been crazy.
Oh my god, so fucking crazy. That's, I don't know.
Movies, I guess.
Yeah, like, right, imagine the actor fucking kicked this real life child. They probably would have had like a doll. I don't know. Yeah. So I mean, that's our general overview. Again, like, we're not claiming to actually be movie critics. I was kidding. Haha. But it was fun.
It's kind of fun to like do these.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
You know what I mean? Like, even if we did this, like, not all the time, maybe like sprinkle it around, I feel like it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so also, yeah,
it's for us, not for anyone else. Oh, no, I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, let us know if you guys like this. Yeah, because they're fun bonus episodes. Like, we watch the movie and compare it to the book. Like, why not? Just adds a layer to what we do. So yeah, I'm down. It's fun. It is fun to like compare it and see if it's a good rendition, a bad rendition. This one had two movies, so that was even like extra fun. Yeah. But yeah, if you guys like this, we'll do bonus episodes for movies and books. It's a good way to pass our time.
Yeah. Well, so, if you haven't watched Pet Sematary, don't waste your time on the new one, but definitely watch the old one.
Yeah, we're pretty much both. Yeah, takeaway is that, and pretty much both gave the new one 2.5, old one like a 4. Do with that what you will. But if you like the book and you are a freak like us and like book accurate things, screaming men in my basement. I don't know if you could hear that, but if you can, it's crazy. Anyways, they agree. So if you like book accurate things and like movies and shows that like follow the story, definitely The Old Pet Sematary is for you in this case, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's what we got for you guys on this Halloween episode.
Yes. We hope everyone is safe tonight. If you're trick-or-treating,
trick-or-treat safely.
I wish I was young so I could trick-or-treat. Actually,
you can trick-or-treat.
I was talking to my coworker the other day, and we're talking about Halloween, and I was like, do you think it's, like, socially acceptable for, like, me to, like, dress up as, like, I don't know, like, Freddy Krueger or, like, Jason, and just, like, stand, like, on the street corner of, like, a busy street and, like, just, like, terrify children?
My mom still goes out and terrifies kids. Like I told you about, like, my childhood. My mom still goes out and spooks people.
Like, present day?
Yeah, like, she's going this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does it every year. She still goes.
I kind of, like, want to join her.
Yeah, you can. I think she found, she, like, finds, like, the local haunted houses and she'll just, like, go there and help them.
Interesting.
Yep, I'll tell you all about it. So, if you guys are out, I almost just said my town. Wow, that would have been spooky because you guys could stalk me. But, you know, I live in New Jersey. So, if you're in New Jersey somewhere and you see a weird woman, it could be my mom. Say hi to Laura for me. Yeah, so I'll let you know the details, Hal.
All right, cool. I look forward to it.
All right, friends. Well, happy Halloween. We hope you enjoyed our little bonus episode, and we'll be seeing you now. It's less than 2 weeks, in like a week and a half for
for another scary book.
Scary in a different way. Hunting Adeline.
Adeline. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
This book is 100 pages longer than the first one, so...
Can't even imagine what that means. Oh, fuck. All right. Well, we'll see you guys then.
Shout out all the sickos who love this.
Yeah. I need to mentally prep myself from now until then. Honestly, I need a break. So... Oh, we will see you guys then.
Get a lobotomy after I read the book.
Yeah. Yikes.
Anyways, all right. So, goodbye.
Fuck. Fuck. All right. We love you guys. Happy Halloween. Have a great holiday. Spookin' and scarin'.
Spookin' and scarin'.
Okay. Bye.
Arrivederci.
Ew, bye.